This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kennedy, I want to take you back.
Go on.
Take you back to about 6 years ago, and a guy by the name of Intern Dan had aspirations of being a DJ on the radio.
AC/DC Rock and Roll Train on 107.1 WCSB. We've got some Skynyrd, Zeppelin, and Aerosmith coming up on this beautiful October day. It is 65 degrees and sunny out, absolutely gorgeous, and the leaves look like a crayon box. I'm glad nobody's told winter yet, because it's right around the corner.
Kids got chops.
Okay, that was awesome. The leaves look like a crayon box.
I did that back at Connecticut School of Broadcasting while I was still in school, yeah.
Yeah,
that was like my first ever break.
That was 6 years ago, and
the weather hasn't changed.
Joined us as an intern, and here we are today to announce that Dan is officially a full-time producer for the Carson Show.
We going Sizzler.
Yeah, 6 years.
Actually, we 6 years ago, I think Sizzler was open. But not anymore.
Yes, you know, I have spent the majority of my 20s on this show now.
I got to tell you, I'm just such a huge fan of the way Dan did it, because it's much like the way that I did it. I went to Connecticut School of Broadcasting. I had to move around a little bit more than you, but you know, you grind it out at your job, and even when times are tough and you're not making the money you think you should make, and you're not getting the promotion as quickly as you think you should, you stick it out, you grind it out, and here you are in a major market producing a moderately decent morning show.
It was a bit of a slow burn, but we got there. I feel like I should do like a high school yearbook senior quote, like what a long, strange trip it's been.
So I pulled some audio, Kennedy, of producer Dan kind of working his way up here at the Carson Kennedy Show.
Oh, this is all going to make me cringe.
Right. He's fearless.
That's the idea.
He is fearless.
All right, I'm on the green line coming back from Fenway for Dollar Beard Night with Marcos and Zuli. How you guys doing?
I'm breathing.
Can't complain. Doing great. This is awesome. This is funny. This is random. I'm sorry.
I know. It's a train interview impromptu. So what do you guys think about Dollar Beard Night by the Red Sox? You think that's a good idea? What do you think about it?
I think it's a trick. What is the underlying thing here? Like, are they going to send you the rest of the bill when you get home? Like, I'm scared. What's going on?
Dan just interviewing random drunk people.
I used to harass people on the train. For
I
sure.
feel like that was, you know, remember when Jimmy Fallon did that bit with Rachel Dretch and they were the fans from the Red Sox fans?
Yeah.
He was like, Zazu! I feel like that was that couple.
Dan also got busted once at Not So Silent Night.
So you guys are here at Not So Silent Night. First of all, thank you guys for coming out and supporting this. I think I need to apologize to you, because I feel like somebody from the Carson and Kennedy program came out and was a little weird with you.
His name was Dan.
That
he had a big, bushy beard.
So what exactly did Dan say to the two of you?
Well, he wanted to know where we were from.
Was he trying to, like, pick you guys up?
Maybe a little bit.
And he had to mention Carson and Kennedy's show in the morning, of course.
So really, he was just trying to, like, he was throwing the name around, huh?
He was. He definitely threw around VIP.
Oh, was he trying to get you guys into VIP?
I mean, we were hoping, but he was saying he was VIP.
Oh.
He's a smooth operator.
Hey, man, use it. Use it. Use what you got.
Dan learned this very quickly. The influence and power that you have being on the radio.
I had no say in any of these clips.
Be brutally honest.
Mediocre.
In what way?
Because there was no Macarena, so I couldn't accurately check.
I don't feel like that affects my dance moves. Because Mike didn't play the Macarena, I can't dance.
I'm just saying, I can't accurately test it without the Macarena.
You judge a man's worth by how he Macarenas.
We're not judging a man's worth. You said dance move critique. You can whip Nene pretty well.
All right, so we danced a little bit tonight. So do I have a shot with you? I'm a good guy. Give me a chance.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yep.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Can I have your phone number?
Sure. Not on record.
Of course not. We don't do that.
Was that at one of our like a 90s prom? Or
yes, that was prom.
At the hotel?
Yes.
And you were with that girl and the place, yeah. And then you disappeared, and then the girl and the place, and then stuff happened?
Man, I have done so much stuff over the 6 years, and this is what you picked?
Well, it was either absolutely. That or the time you almost got fired because you threw a party in a hotel when our boss put us up there. So.
Or what about the time that you were supposed to be interviewing AJ McLean from the Backstreet Boys, and instead you just ripped butts with him?
Or what about the time you were supposed to be at the event, and then just disappeared and you got called out by another intern.
Oh, Dan, oh my God!
Dan, I'm going to need to talk to you. No, seriously, come here.
Dan, there were rumors that you left with a young lady. Is that true or false?
I'm not comfortable talking about that.
If you want to be on our radio show, you're going to get comfortable real fast.
Y'all are just blowing up all the spots.
Dan, that was so long ago. That was like, a different year.
So I'm so glad to be full-time with you guys.
Dan, you know you've made it when we bring up the montage of all the old stuff.
I get vacation days now. I'm going to use one very soon.
Well, congratulations to you, Dan.
It's the little things. I get vacation days now.
Thank you guys so much. I appreciate everything.
Health insurance.
Well, we love you. You've been such a big part of our show. Yes. You've done so much for such crap money, and everything gets dumped on you, and yet you still smile most of the time. So I love you, and I'm so happy you're here.
I love you, too. And I get Benny's now, baby. What's good?
Benny! Let's go.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.